Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, people try to make fun of us sometimes about, you know, well, y'all are that prosperity bunch and give and receive bunch. Yes, we are. And we make no apology for it. Because giving is the greatest expression of love. God so loved the world that He
gave.
And that's what we do. Amen? We love, so we give. And we give according to the direction of the Spirit, not just haphazardly and loosely, but as He directs. And of course, the harvest just keep rolling in. I said, the harvest just keep rolling in. That's a bad place to get quiet. Yeah. Good place to put some faith in action in your words. So let's go on. Last week, we talked about the God of Isaac. Anybody remember that? Because some dozen times in the Bible, God referred to Himself as the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Is He a cheap God or a rich God? Is He a poor God or a God of abundance? If we could sit down, you know, Isaac is alive right now. Abraham's alive right now. They're in heaven. Heaven is just as real as Branson. Just much nicer. It is. It's just as real. You know, people sometimes talk about how awful death is. No, death is only awful if they're lost. Did you hear me? Now that's awful. But death is not, for the saint, is not awful. We didn't even lose them. They just transferred. They went from one place to, they're not in that body that you buried. They're in heaven with Jesus. Heaven's real. The streets are real. The houses are real. The flowers and animals are real. It's real. Did you hear me? And if we could sit down, Isaac and Abraham and Jacob here at Faith Life Church tonight and say, unless we should refer to them respectfully, you understand. These are our elders, big time. Abraham is called a father of faith. And if we said, you know, sirs, tell us what kind of God you know. Because I'm understanding He has not changed. He never changes, cannot change. Do you believe that sometimes it's God's will for you to be poor? Do you think Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob, either one, whom God made multi-billionaires by today's standard of money? Go back and figure it out and see if it's not true. Do you think they'd say, yeah, sometimes, you just never know. What would they tell you? He made them multi-billionaires while they lived. Now, for centuries, they've been living on streets of gold. They know real wealth now. You think that they would agree with anything along the lines of poverty and lack for their God? That that's His nature or character? Certainly not. So where do people get this stuff? Or has it been fed through confused and unbelieving preachers to the church for centuries from the enemy who wants us so broke we can't reach the world with the gospel? Who wants us so broke, we can't do anything for anybody and show the love of God. Can't give anybody a ring or do anything. How many enjoyed Celebration Sunday? Sewing those clothes and that stuff. That's the beginning. You talk about some nice stuff and a lot of stuff. It's going to be talked about. The stuff that we're going to bring out and give. And how blessed. Did you watch the people walking away from that tent? Couldn't hardly see over the piles of stuff, a lot of them. The smiles on their face. Did that bless you? Did you enjoy that? If you didn't, something's wrong with you. No. That's the beginning. That's the start of this thing. Oh, it's going to go way on up. People are going to walk in there and go, I can't believe this is in here. Did you see this? The tags are still on it. That must cost $1,000. Freely you've received, freely give. And when we can sow like that, do you not understand what kind of harvest are going to be coming on us? It'd be coming on us quicker than we can re-sow it. Hallelujah. Well, that don't work for people that don't believe in prosperity. That doesn't work for people that don't even believe God wants them to have anything. If you can't even have it, how are you ever going to give it? You can't be a blessing in these areas if you are not first blessed. Right? How many in here with me are coming up? I'm increasing. We're going to be able to do more, give more, sow more, do more, much, much, much more. The Lord said He's growing us up quickly. And I believe this area is part of it. He's including this area. The God Isaac knew was a God who started him off in life with a beautiful, beautiful wife and billions of dollars that he inherited from his daddy Abraham. That's how he started. Not bad. Everybody say not bad. One of the best looking women in the whole country and a billionaire. And a covenant with God. And we talked about inheritance. How the proverb says that a good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner or wicked is laid up for the just. What does that mean? Their wealth does not continue to their seed. Their wealth is supposed to come to us. But our wealth is supposed to accumulate and be handed to the next generation, and then it accumulates even more, and they hand it to the next generation until the Lord comes. But how many Christians really think that way? Is it Bible or not? It's Bible. Well, some of you looking at me like, huh? Getting some strange looks. That's Proverbs 13:22. You don't have to turn there. Look it up later. I'm still reviewing. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Bible truth. Somebody say, I believe it just like that. That's the way it'll be with me and my children as the Lord tarries. Believing it and saying it is good and great, but there's more to it than that, like that obedience part we talked about. So let's begin to talk more about that. Go to Genesis, please. We were in Genesis 24, but let's go on to the 26th chapter. In Genesis, we're still seeing how Isaac experienced God's blessing on his life. In Genesis 26:1, and there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And apparently he was thinking about going to Egypt. Well, Egypt was probably the strongest world economy at the time. And you remember later on concerning Joseph in his time, how that when the whole world, known world in that region was in terrible, terrible famine, there was food in Egypt. So when times got the worst, people would go to Egypt. And here is a famine. There's been no rain, which means there's been no crops. This is an agrarian society. Everything's based on the crops and the livestock. And no rain means no crops. And that can't happen for very long until people literally start starving to death. And so it was happening. Everybody understand what famine is. This is not a slump. This is not a recession. This is worse than that. Famine. People literally dying because of lack of enough decent food to eat and sustain their body. So, Isaac is a rich man. But I don't care how rich you are, you got to have food. Right? So, he relocates and apparently is heading to Egypt. But at this particular place, at Gerar, the Lord appeared to him. You know, the Lord is faithful, isn't he? When you trust in him and you depend on your covenant with him, how many remember, you know, he appeared to Joseph and warned him when Jesus was a babe about, you know, stay here. No, now leave here and go. Now it's okay to come back. Oh, thank God for the leading of the Spirit. We're living the Spirit-led life, are we not? And you can't separate faith for protection from being led. The two go hand in hand. And so the Lord appeared to him and said, go not down to Egypt. Dwell in the land which I shall tell you of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and will bless you. Now let me stop right there. Where will the blessing occur for Isaac? In that place, right? He said, in this land. What if he had gone on to Egypt? Would he have been blessed the same? What if he decided to go somewhere else? And so we're talking about what kind of God is God. He's a blesser, right? He'll protect you. He's faithful. He'll warn you. He'll show you. He'll lead you. He'll bless you. He'll make you rich. But that's not all there is to it. There's a manward side to this thing. You must obey. Abraham was obedient. How many think he taught Isaac what he had learned about? You know he did. He taught Isaac. I don't know specifically that the Bible says Isaac was a tither. It does say Jacob was, the next generation. But I don't see any reason, I mean, to think why he wouldn't be. I mean, they all come from the same stock. But anyway, he learned about God from somebody who knew something about God, his daddy, Abraham. And when the Lord tells him, don't go to Egypt, that seems like a bad economic decision. And it went on from there. He told him, you stay right here. Everybody say, stay. And I'll be with you and will bless you. He's going to bless you in his plan. In the place where you're supposed to be.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Isaac, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-409. That's R-409. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.